So this story is about an oven, but the oven doesn't matter. Would the things cooked in the oven be pure or impure? That also doesn't matter. But it mattered to the rabbis a great deal. A long time ago in Israel, a group of rabbis, really important ones, like the Supreme Court and Congress and the president, all wrapped up into one, spent days arguing over the oven. Rabbi Eleazar insisted he was right and proved it with argument after argument. He wouldn't stop arguing, just as he always did. But all the other rabbis were not convinced and held a different view. What should they do?
What do you think?
What should they do? What would you do?
You'd run away?
That's a good idea. Anybody else? Take a vote. Take a vote is good. Rabbis operated by majority rule. Well, Rabbi Eleazar decided if argument didn't work, he'd dazzle them to prove he was right. So he had a tree leap from the earth into the sky, a river flow uphill, and the walls of the study hall begin to fall. But the other rabbis were not impressed. They said, "These have no standing in our argument." Then Rabbi Eleazar called on God to testify, and a voice from the heavens said, "Rabbi Eleazar is always right." Rabbi Joshua responded, "The law is not in heaven." So because the law or Torah was given by God to Moses at Sinai and specifically instructs those who follow it that they are looked to the received Torah as their source and guide, not heaven. So here we have a problem. Someone who is always right and says so and won't accept no for an answer on one side and a group of people who don't agree with him on the other. They have to work together, but they can't. What should they do?
Hide?
Anybody? Impeach him? Any other suggestions? Well, the rabbis came close. But the rabbis decided to put Rabbi Eleazar on timeout or ostracize him. They cut him off for 30 days. So anyone whose friends have stopped talking to them knows how painful this is. So who will tell him, they ask? Because he was always right, so he was a highly respected rabbi. So his friend and student, Rabbi Akiva, agrees to go and tell Eleazar, for fear others might upset him by telling him the wrong way and make matters worse. As Akiva says, if it happens, if somebody hurts his feelings even more, a world could be destroyed. So he goes to Eleazar like a scared puppy, whimpering, sad, sitting on the floor. And Eleazar asks, "What's wrong?" And Akiva tells him, "Teacher, the rabbis must distance themselves from you." Now Eleazar is sad as well, and he too sits on the floor and cries. And when he cries, a third of the crops in Israel die. And Rabbi Gamliel, the chief rabbi, is caught in a storm at sea, and waves threaten to destroy his ship. He knows it is because of what he has done to Eleazar, and he calls out to God, "I did not do this for personal or family honor, not even for you, God. I did it to save the community so that we could continue to discuss and grow. And not until then did the seas calm." So, what's the message? Anybody? So what really matters, I think, is how we treat each other. And we have to solve our own problems. We can't expect God to do it. We don't know if our decisions are right or wrong, but when we hurt somebody, even when they deserve it, even when it can't be helped, we need to be as gentle and respectful as we can. Because when people hurt inside, they often hurt other people, even without intending to do so. There's always a price to pay for bringing pain into the world.